Christians like the sunlight, October 17th. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It is the privilege of the Christian to connect with the source of light, and through this living connection become the light of the world. Christ's true followers will walk in the light as he is in the light, and therefore they will not travel in an uncertain way, stumbling because they walk in darkness. The great teacher is impressing upon his hearers the blessing which they may be to the world, represented as the sun rising in the east, dispelling the mist and shadows of darkness. The dawn gives place to day. The sun, gilding, tinting, and then glorifying the heavens with its blaze of light is a symbol of the Christian life. As the light of the sun is light and life and blessing to all that live, so should Christians, by their good works, by their cheerfulness and courage, be the light of the world. As the light of the sun chases away the shades of night and pours its glories on valleys and hills, so will the Christian reflect the sun of righteousness which shines on him. Before the consistent lives of Christ's true followers, ignorance, superstition, and darkness will pass away, as the sun dispels the gloom of night. In like manner the disciples of Jesus will go into the dark places of the earth, disseminating the light of truth until the pathway of those in darkness shall be illuminated by the light of truth. In what contrast to this is the life of the professed child of God who is as the salt without the savor. These sunless professors are shadows of darkness. All may be channels of light if they will connect with the source of light. They can communicate the bright rays of light to the world. None need strengthen unbelief by talking darkness. Every expression of doubt strengthens unbelief. Every thought and word of hope, courage, light, and love strengthens faith and fortifies the soul to withstand the moral darkness that exists in the world. True Christians are a savor of life unto life, because Christ abides in their hearts. Reflecting his image, they are children of the light.